You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. Today we're beginning a new local series called Veterans Voices. You'll hear military veterans from the Miami Valley interviewing their fellow veterans. The project is a collaboration with the Wright State University Center for Veteran and Military Affairs. Vets have a lot in common, no matter when they served, and one issue they all confront sooner or later is re-entry into civilian life. Air Force veteran Allison Loy is a Wright State student now. She separated from the military 15 months ago and knows the challenges firsthand. She interviewed fellow airman Lieutenant Bobby Walker, who's making his transition out of the Air Force in a few weeks.
Lieutenant Bobby Walker isn't your average ice cream man. Wearing his happy yellow bow tie and his ice cream scoop at the ready, he asks,
"Howdy, man. Would you like a sample?"
A sample of Fernana, that is.
Like
wait, what?
It's an all-natural, dairy-free alternative to ice cream that I make out of bananas.
But this isn't his day job. Bobby is a behavioral scientist in the United States Air Force. At least for now, he is.
It's actually really hard to become a behavioral scientist right out of the Air Force Academy. So to have that opportunity, I was pretty fortunate, I guess.
This past August, Bobby found out he is being involuntarily separated from the Air Force because his career field is overmanned. This is called force shaping, and it's meant to restructure personnel based on the needs of the Air Force.
And I think that, you know, if I were retiring or choosing to separate, my life would have been better planned and prepared for the next step. But having been force shaped makes it a little bit different.
When I was getting out, although I compare it to getting a divorce, and here I'd committed 15 years of my life to the Air Force, and separating from that and leaving that was huge and very emotional. Even though I knew I wanted out, I remember they had the military family life counselor person, the people that you can just go drop in, talk to, they don't even write anything down. And I started talking about all the stuff that I was feeling really apprehensive about. And she's like, yep, that makes sense. It's not abnormal to feel that way. But your experience is different. Care to share?
Anxiety and bouts of depression. These were things that I had never pinpointed before or really knew what it felt like, especially the anxiety, that overwhelming and incapacitating feeling in my chest and in my mind where it just feels like I can't do anything and I just don't want to do anything all day. And then that just comes down to talking to somebody about it. And then you realize this is what anxiety feels like. It overtakes you. And that's something that you have to work through. And I think the best thing to do is exactly like you did, just go talk to somebody about it. Stress and anxiety and depression are all things that are in the normal realm to talk to a mental health professional about. So do it, I guess is what I have to say for other transitioning people in similar places in their lives. Absolutely. They can help you make a plan and get things on track so that the transition is smooth. And I won't say that it'll be easy, but there are plenty of resources. To find the resource that works for you is a good idea.
Bobby will be officially separated from the Air Force at the end of the month. He doesn't know exactly what's next, but he started his Fernana business with the future in mind.
Maybe Fernana will take off. I'll go full-time into this. We'll see how it goes.
For Veteran Voices on WYSO, this is Air Force veteran Allison Loy.
To learn more about resources for local veterans who are separating from the service, go to our website, wyso.org. Veterans Voices is part of Veterans Coming Home, a public media effort to support veterans made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.